Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Power of Words, share number 72. When you see someone insulting another person, it's important to have the courage to say something to stop them. Now, sometimes it could be very dangerous if you're dealing with a dangerous criminal or a real rough personality, so it needs some tact. But, you know, sometimes you could say to certain people in a direct way, you know, you're causing a nas dvarim, causing him suffering, to please stop, or to just simply say it's not right to insult people, or do me a personal favor and please don't insult him, or this is causing me a lot of pain if you insult him, so please stop doing so. If you find it difficult to tell someone to stop insulting others, then, you know, there's a technique to look not at the eyes directly at the person, but like look in the middle of the other person's forehead above, a little above the eyebrows. You're avoiding eye contact, and you may find it easier to be assertive and say what needs to be said. This is good advice in general. If someone, people need to learn how to be assertive, and they have difficulty being assertive because to stare directly at a person's while doing those, so it could be difficult. Sometimes you could change the subject. That's another way of stopping a person from insulting, by distracting their attention. What time it is, what type of watch do you have, change the conversation. I have a certain suggestions how you can earn extra money, you know, things that catch their attention. Oh, I have an interesting vart on the parsha, and steer them away from that einas dvarim, that insulting that they're doing. So if you can't use a direct approach, then use that indirect approach by deflecting, by changing the subject and distracting them from their focus of insulting that other person. Also, when you're speaking to a stranger, someone you don't know, and you're not familiar with their sensitivity, you're not familiar with their life history, so you may unintentionally insult that person. So therefore, it's important when you're talking to someone that you don't know, and you're not sure in the conversation, the gist of it, whether it'll cause pain or not, note the facial reactions of whom you're speaking with. Sometimes you're thinking you're speaking a neutral topic, but you could sense by looking at the person that you somehow caused the person pain from the facial expressions, and then apologize and just simply change the subject. So, for example, if you made a large financial profit in the stock market and you're talking about it, and you didn't realize the one you were talking to, you just were talking about it, and then you realize that other person looks pained, and it could very well be that they suffered a financial loss, or they're struggling in Parnassah, or you remember now, oh, that person's struggling. I shouldn't be talking about my profits to that person. It's causing them tsar. And then you stop and you change the subject. Or you're boasting about your children, how much nachas you have from them, and how good midas they have, and how treasure and pleasure that you have from them, and you're talking to a person who is either childless or is having difficulty with their children. That also constitutes a nas dvar, and one needs to be very, very sensitive to that. So it's hard sometimes when you don't know the person well, but you could tell from the social, physical cues and facial expressions on how to sense that pain when it happens and change the subject. It's also learning about strategies when you communicate. Much of einas dvarim comes from people who feel frustrated and let off steam. And focusing on strategies means that you know what specific responses you want from someone, and you need to be resourceful to change strategies when needed. Einas dvarim type of statements frequently do not give you the right response. And even if it does, it can lead to negative side effects that will cause great loss in the long run. So, for example, you want someone to do you a favor, and when you ask him the first time, he may refuse to do that favor for you. So einas dvarim would say, oh, you're a jerk, you're ungrateful, you're a pig, you just take up all time, you never give, and so on and so forth. But think about it. And even if you weren't that sharp, but you show your disapproval in a way that causes him pain or her pain, how much will the other person respond to, you know, how will they respond to what you just said? Will that motivate them to do better? Will that motivate them to become better people? Will that motivate them to do favors for you in the future? Even if he does the favor for you this time reluctantly, that's like passive aggressive. He'll try to avoid helping you in the future. So a better approach would be, you must have a good reason, and for do this. So I see you're busy. You could work that way. Please appeal to them. I know you're busy, but I really need this favor very much. Would you be able to help me? Consider helping me. Now that no specific strategy will always work. Every situation is unique. But basically the concept over here is to be as flexible as possible and try new strategies when the previous ones didn't work, to talk tactfully and to avoid Einoas Devarim. The laws of Einoas Devarim are based on subjective responses of the person you're talking to, not your own objective response. This means that if most people you know will not mind if you said a certain thing to them, if most people would not care that you spoke to them a certain way, but if this particular individual you are presently talking to will be distressed, will be upset, will be angry, will be offended, then it's usher. You have no right to say to a sensitive person, just because I wouldn't mind if someone said something like that to me, so I have a right to say it to you. Or I even feel positive if someone jokes around with me by saying things like that. So what shouldn't be a big deal to you, you can't say this. The Chafetz Chaim talks about this a lot in his Hilchos Chafetz Chaim, in Lashon Hara. The whole idea of don't say, oh, it's not Einoas Devarim, oh, it's not Lashon Hara, because if people would say the same thing about me, I wouldn't mind. Not only that, I'd be happy. That type of logic. You can't go with that logic. Every person uses words in different ways. Different experiences that people have through their lives will cause different people to react differently by various phases, by various expressions, by various terms. So whatever the general rule is, whatever causes pain to someone is considered Einoas Devarim, even though it's not considered so when talking to somebody else. If you have a more tougher type personality, and not only they don't mind, they embrace that you talk to them in a tougher tone or more direct way, that's fine. It's a good friend, you know who they are, you talk to each other that way, you're used to each other, there's no hurt feelings whatsoever, there's an understanding, even though your language is more harsh. But that doesn't translate to another person that you know that may be more sensitive, that you have to treat them with more sensitivity. Every person is unique. Every person is unique. Most people would be bothered by certain comments and not by other comments. You may think that someone is foolish for being bothered by some statements, but most likely there are statements and terms and ways of speaking that will bother you and would not bother that other person. In other words, everyone has vulnerable areas. You may not be vulnerable to some form of Einoas Devarim, but then there are other areas that may bother you greatly. But even if you don't mind anyone saying a certain thing to you, you need to take consideration that it may be hurtful to somebody else. So Einoas Devarim is based on subjective responses of how a person is affected by it, and everyone is different, so you have to be very, very careful. Obviously, you have to be more careful with a person in the way you talk to them when they are suffering, when they are having a hard time. When someone is suffering, you have to be very, very careful what you say to them. Because if you say certain statements without thinking, it can manifest as a lack of empathy. And that lack of empathy can increase the suffering of a person. Even if you mean well, you can't tell a person, stop that self-pity already. You know, get up and shake yourself off, move on. Or it's really nothing. That's nothing. You know, a person's suffering. And in your mind, that they're making a big deal out of a minor thing, you know. But they're suffering. Don't tell them, stop the self-pity. You know, as friends, you could do that afterwards in a tactful way in some situations. But you have to be very, very careful. The first step when someone is suffering is not to downplay it in any way. The first step is empathy. The first step of what you do when someone is suffering is feel empathy for them. Vayar b'sivloisam. And then, if you have that empathy, you'll be able to say things that are suitable for that particular individual that you are speaking to. You will not hurt that individual. So be aware of this. Be aware of the feedback you're getting from this person who is suffering. His nonverbal feedback, his verbal feedback, what is the effects of your words are actually having on this person. Now, helping a person alleviate their suffering by consoling words, that is a tremendous act of chesed. But that requires skill, and it's an art. You know, if you say cliches, gamzul l'tayva, even, you know, it's chazal, gamzul l'tayva, it is true. Gamzul l'tayva, or kol nanda avid achmal l'tav avid, everything Hashem does is good. These are all true, true phrases, but very often in the context what you're saying it, when someone is suffering, and you don't really feel that full empathy for that person, and then you throw these maimori chazals to them, oh, gamzul l'tayva, Hashem is a tayva meitiv, all tzaras pass by, chayshir comes chayshich, you say it in a you know, parva, you know, chazal, cerebral way, you're not only not alleviating their suffering, you're adding to their suffering. You need to say true consoling words. It's a skill. It's an art. And it's something that's kedai to really, really practice and to be careful about and to have special sensitivity, of course, when someone is suffering. So again, to review some of the points that we brought in this share, to stop others from insulting people. You stop others, you can use the direct approach, sometimes an indirect approach, sometimes saying changing the subject, being tactful about it, but it's very important to stop people from this aveira, just like it's important to stop people from doing all kinds of aveiras. When you're talking to strangers in particular, be careful about monitoring their facial reactions in regards to things, you know, so that if you sense that they are feeling pain, you'll stop right away and change the subject. To use strategy when you're communicating in a healthy way, to empathize with them. I see you're busy, you know, whatever it is. Also, here is the idea of that the laws of Vinyasa Dvarma are based on the subjective response. Don't say, oh, it won't bother me, so it won't bother them. If they're sensitive and it would bother them, you have to be careful with that and treat each other with a special respect, recognizing each person is unique and you treat them accordingly according to their special uniqueness. And of course, to be extremely careful when someone is suffering, to be kind and warm and loving and using that those words as a tool to sow seeds of healing and comfort to the other person. Bracha v'atzlacha.